This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with both Christine Cooper, the CEO of Aquium LLC and the co-managing member of Kohler Fitzgerald LLC, a law firm with a national practice. Christine leads the firm's health care practice and is dedicated to assisting and defending plans and patients. Also joining us today is Jack Towernicki, an ERISA employee benefits compliance and planning attorney, having over 40 years of experience in human resources and plan sponsor leadership roles. And certainly appreciate the both of you joining us here today.
Thank you very much for having us.
You bet. Thank you.
Certainly appreciate you both coming back out and looking forward to being further informed per your expertise. So Christine, for starters, in to kick things off, will the No Surprises Act protect against balancing billing? Will this save workers money?
Excellent question. So I'm going to give you the lawyerly response. It depends. Our experience is that health legislation and regulation almost always adds benefits and increases the cost of coverage. One way for plan sponsors to manage that cost of coverage and to ensure their financial fragile health plan participants don't end up paying more, either in terms of their contributions or their point of purchase cost sharing, is to amend their plan designs and deploy proactive billing and cost management services. We do expect, though, that plans that use a network of providers will over time experience an increase in costs. However, many of our Aquium clients are going to avoid that outcome.
And Christine, thanks for that lead off, and that's certainly some helpful information to get things underway here today. Now, Jack, also thanks for joining us. Surveys do show a majority of Americans are concerned about medical bills. Who wouldn't be, actually? Won't the No Surprises Act eliminate those concerns? Get into some of those details, if you would.
No, it won't. Many Americans, perhaps a majority, live paycheck to paycheck. Few have money saved and set aside to cover out-of-pocket medical costs. Most out-of-pocket costs are not surprise bills covered by the statute, but regular cost sharing, you know, the deductibles, co-payments, co-insurance expenses that frankly most Americans are just not prepared to pay. Most of the bills we receive are not surprise bills, but bills for which we've not prepared.
It actually makes total sense, and no one ever says for these types of situations. I mean, the majority of the population, I'm sure, doesn't. Now, also, Jack, how can employers help alleviate financial fragility when it comes to the medical expenses their employees are not prepared to pay?
Most health coverage includes an annual deductible where participants have to pay the first $500 or $1,000 or $1,500 or more of covered expenses out of pocket. Most health coverage also includes co-payments and co-insurance, where the participants pay a portion of the cost until they've reached their out-of-pocket maximum as set by the plan. Importantly, only a minority of Americans have significant medical expenses in any one year. In fact, the majority of Americans have out-of-pocket costs of less than $1,000 a year. For comparison, about 20% of Americans incur about 80% of all the medical spend, and most of those folks who have significant spend are covered by Medicare. They're either older or they're disabled. So for many workers, the best option to help them alleviate financial fragility when it comes to their out-of-pocket medical expenses is to give them the tools they need to save on a tax-efficient basis while they're healthy, in anticipation that someday, sooner or later, they're going to have a little, or hopefully they can avoid it, but even a lot of out-of-pocket medical expenses.
Certainly some valuable information to share with the listeners to help better prepare for the future, and really appreciate what the both of you do in the space as well. Today we're joined by both Christine Cooper, the CEO of Aquium LLC and the co-managing member of Kohler Fitzgerald LLC, a law firm with a national practice, and also with us today is Jack Towernicki, an ERISA employee benefits compliance and planning attorney, and they've joined us here today on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health insurance channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Christine, back to you. How could healthcare consumerism potentially transform future healthcare coverage? Talk to us about that.
So many Perhaps most health plan participants think of coverage just in time. That is, they give it little thought before they become a patient. So consumerism could potentially transform health coverage by focusing on health and wellness, including financial wellness, long before that worker or a family member needs medical services. That's to say, most individuals will pay attention to the cost of coverage and specific services only so long as they are consumers. Once they or a family member becomes a patient, many are unable or unwilling to factor in cost. And that's not only the cost of services or the cost of the plan, but also the participant's share of the cost of services, their point of purchase cost sharing in terms of their deductibles, co-payments, and co-insurance. So employers may want to adjust plan designs, communications, and marketing materials to address the cost of coverage and services well before the time when an individual transitions from being a consumer to being a patient.
Also, Christine, to add on to that, what resources and services are available to help participants in a health plan defend against receiving unreasonable or excessive medical billing?
Yeah, so few workers are prepared to identify, let alone defend against, an unreasonable or excessive charge by a healthcare doctor, hospital, or other provider. So there are two strategies that can dramatically lower their costs. First, prevention. That is, becoming cost conscious when purchasing services. The participant needs to keep in mind that they'll likely be bearing a portion of the cost of services, as we stated before, deductibles, co-payments, co-insurance. And since charges significantly vary among highly qualified medical providers, there's no need to sacrifice quality when managing the cost incurred. Second, representation. After the fact, some plans provide services such as those that we provide here at Aquium, where we represent the patient, the individual, in any dispute over their medical charges.
Well, once again, we really do appreciate the both of you joining us here today and sharing some valuable information that helps us prepare for our financial medical future. As we conclude today, Mr. Twornicki, do you have any tips for the audience? Anything else you'd like to add or to share as we wrap things up today?
Sure. One thing I want to focus in on is this giving folks the tools so they can prepare. Health savings accounts have evolved to become part of a health and wealth reward strategy. HSAs are capable of quadruple duty. They can cover your out-of-pocket medical costs, current year and future years, retiree medical expenses. They can also provide for retirement income and survivor benefits. And they are very tax efficient. HSA contributions and assets receive America's most valuable benefits tax preference. Contributions are pre-tax for federal income tax purposes, same for most state income taxes, as well as for FICA or Social Security and FICA Med or Medicare. Earnings accumulate tax deferred and payouts for eligible medical expenses are tax free. Finally, a lot of folks have some familiarity with health flexible spending accounts, but more medical expenses qualify under HSAs than under health flexible spending accounts or FSAs. Unlike your monies in the FSA accounts, there's no use or lose or forfeiture provisions. There's never any forfeiture of HSA monies. Unspent money rolls over at the end of the year, available for future health expenses and more.
Well, there you have it. Some great takeaways to conclude today's session of eHealth Radio. Tell our listeners where they can get more information on Aquium Health and how they could be in best contact as well.
They can find us at Aquium, A-E-Q-U-U-M, health.com.
And that's easy enough, and we'll include that link, as always, with the show notes of this broadcast. Christine and Mr. Twornicki, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks.
Again, we've been joined by both Christine Cooper, the CEO of Aquium Health, and the co-managing member of Kohler Fitzgerald LLC, a law firm with a national practice, and also joining us today is Jack Twornicki, an ERISA employee benefits compliance and planning attorney, and for all the details, simply visit AquiumHealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.